Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Spirit Sanctifier, Harry, I implore you, I pray you again. May your will known to all, so that by knowing it, they may love it and may welcome your first act of their complete sanctification, which is your holy will. Mary, Seed of Wisdom, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we will continue with the reading our letters. Trying to find the message that Luisa Picarreta is giving about the gift of living in the divine will and how it can be applied for each one of us too, as we continue to grow in the knowledge and understanding of the gift of the divine will also.
Can I start, Father?
Yes.
Letter number 87 to Frederico Abresh, In Voluntate Dei, Fiat. My most esteemed son in the divine volition, thank you for everything. May good Jesus reward you by dissolving you completely in the divine will, and by keeping your will as a footstool under his divine feet. How happy you will feel, because by living together with the divine will, what is of Jesus and of the Queen Mama is ours. Ours, his sanctity, his life, and the immense seas of his riches. Jesus and the Queen feel happy, for they are not alone in their happiness and in the goods they possess, but have the children of the fiat, who are also their children, to keep them company and to live with them. And what is more is that if we lack something, they take to heart our sanctity. They compensate for us in everything. They give us their love and everything they have done as our courtship and dowry, so that we may live with them. Therefore, by living in the divine will, everything is ours, and we can give everything to God. Even more, every act of will of God that we do creates his life in us, and we form the long generation of God in our acts. Therefore, the thing that most facilitates living in the divine will is to do whatever we can, because God wants it. A fiat is impressed in our act, and the divine life is formed. By not living in the divine will, we prevent the divine generation in our acts, because he does not find in us the adaptable material in order to form his life. That is, he does not find his sanctity, his virtues, to be able to generate. How many divine lives repressed and not come to light because the life of his will is missing in souls? What pain, what unspeakable bitterness. So let us pray that living in the divine will be known. I also thank you for all that Sister Maria Deo Gratias tells me. She relieved me from the many bitternesses which inundate my heart. If you manage to know of someone else, I would be happy to know it. After all, fiat, fiat. Now, I let you know that I receive Holy Communion every day and Holy Mass once a week, while before Even when I left from the convent, it was celebrated every day. Since, 6 months after the publication of the books, our bishop died, the fathers who caused the books to be prohibited could also obtain from the Holy Office, after the death of the bishop, the prohibition of Holy Mass. But the divine will, in which I find everything, even the Holy Mass, no one can take it away from me. Dearest one in the divine volition, I don't know how to thank you for your desire to help me like a son if I were ever in need of the necessary things. Thank you, thank you. Even more, I want to tell you a secret, which has been promised by the divine fiat. It will take to heart the destiny of those who will live from it and will provide them with everything they need, both for the soul and the body. It will make them lack nothing, and if necessary, even by miraculous means. We will find ourselves in the condition of creation, in which one created thing has no need of the other, but all are rich in themselves. However, they remain in highest accord and never move from their place. Our place is the divine will. If we live in it, it will keep us at its table and nothing will be lacking to us. How good is the Lord? Let us thank him from the heart. Moreover, I let you know that dear Jesus is displeased, for no one takes interest in a cause so holy. Therefore, if you can do something, move or push someone, do it, for you will please Jesus. And if you could interest yourself in letting me have back the Holy Mass, how grateful I would be. I had it for 40 years, and without knowing the reasons, they took it from me. Fiat, fiat. I commend myself to your prayers, and leaving you in the sea of the divine volition, I send the greeting of the fiat to you, to good Amelia, to little Piocio, and to the little group. And I say, most affectionately yours, the little daughter of the divine will, Corrado, April 10th, 1940. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. This is a long letter, and you have your book there. You can see that Luisa Picaretta, she had several letters to, she wrote several letters to Federico. And this letter, it contains a lot of insights and a very clear message about the divine will. I suppose that Federico knew about the divine will through Luisa, and he was also learning about the gift. Since there are several letters addressed to him. But let's go to the letter, and then I want to go to one of the passages in the Book of Heaven, because I think there are several things here that I want to talk about, and I think it's important to understand and make the connections. First of all, when Luisa Picaretta is wishing him that he may be dissolved completely in the divine will. We know that each one of us has the gift that God gives us, which is the gift of freedom, the gift of the will. And we know that the will is one of the three senses or powers of the soul, as it's been taught by the church, that the soul has three powers: the intellect, the memory, the will. And this gift that the Lord gives us, that God gives us, and this gift that Adam and Eve, they were created in union, they still have to grow in the knowledge and understanding of the gift. They still have to grow, but they were created in that union. They just have to remain in that union. They just have to be united, just in the place that God basically put them, just as the sun remains there, but the sun doesn't have a free will. The moon, the stars, everything. As Lucifer Carreta explains later in this letter, that all creation, each one of them, they are in their own place. And then she says, but our place is the divine will. Each one of those things in creation, they remain in highest accord, all are rich in themselves. They remain exactly where God created them. And this is what Adam and Eve, they have to do, just remain there as God created them, but using, in the case of Adam and Eve, using their will, willingly obeying the request that God asked them not to do. So the gift that God gives us, He will always respect that freedom. We can even see this in the parables, the parable of the prodigal son. That the father, even though the father, basically he's hurt when the son asked him for his inheritance, he was according to the parable, he was a powerful man. He could have said, no, I will not give you your inheritance. You must stay here. But he didn't force him to stay. He wanted him to be free. So all the parables in the gospel, they talk about the kingdom of heaven, remember? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. So the mission of our Lord Jesus was not only to become flesh, not only the incarnation, but the purpose for everything, the final goal, the final cause of everything is to bring us back, to put us back in place, basically. And again, what's our place? According to Luisa and according to what we see in the Book of Heaven, even the title of the Book of Heaven is that the whole thing, the 36 volume, is the call to the creature to go back to the order, to the place, and then to the purpose for which we were created. So this is the call for us to go back to the place, to back to that union, to that common union, the union of the two wills, that the two of them may be in that common union, right? So if we see this, now we can see that everything that the church teaches us, then it makes sense in the biggest, in the big context. You know, even the sons, come back to me with all your heart, with all your mind, right? Long have I waiting for your coming, right? Yes, because he created us in union, and then this is the place that belongs to us. And this is basically this is the purpose of creation. This is the purpose for our Lord Jesus to become flesh, for the purpose for him to die for us. And this is what has to be accomplished. But as we know, he will accomplish it, but he cannot force us. I think if there is one thing that God cannot do, one of the things that he cannot do is to force us. He calls us, but he cannot force us. Why? Because this gift that he gave us, which we were endowed, he wants us to use that freedom to freely correspond to him. He wants the correspondence of the creatures, but not force, because then we will be basically slaves, right? And he doesn't want that. So to be dissolved completely in the divine will, basically, to everything that we do, to have that in mind, that the purpose for everything that we do is, first of all, so that we may possess the gift, so that we may enter to that order, to that purpose, to that place that we belong, to that union with the divine will. And then what's the purpose for everything? For the gift to descend upon earth. So when our Lord Jesus talks to Luisa Picaretta, the passage that I want to give you to today is from volume 29. And I think it's important for you to really read and meditate upon this passage, because it will clarify a lot of things. This passage is very important. So it is volume 29, October 8, and it's from 1931. This is one of the key passages, at least for me, that I have encountered in the Book of Heaven, and is one of the key passages that have helped me to understand a little bit, now, because the divine will is so vast that we have to keep growing in the knowledge and understanding. We will never be able to really, really comprehend the whole thing, because God is infinite and he is perfect, and we are creatures created finite. But the more we read, the more we understand that that a little by little is creating that space that Luisa talks about here in the letter. He finds, a little by little, he will find that adaptable material, as Luisa Picaretta says, in order to form his life. So he needs that materialness to form his life. So it's important for you to read this passage, but I'm just gonna read something here. It says, "There is no greater honor that you can give to all of heaven than offering their acts which they did on earth for the noble, most high, and sublime purpose of the coming of the divine will upon earth." So what is he saying here? That there is no greater honor that you can give to all of heaven. Everybody who is in heaven is a saint, even though the church has not declared them saints, but everybody who is in heaven is a saint. But here we have to understand that, let's put an example of somebody who is not declared a saint here on earth, but somebody who live a pious, good life, holy life, did a lot of good, Then you remember, oh, so and so did so much good, and this and this and that. And then you say something like, may all that good that he did, maybe for the kingdom of the divine will to descend upon earth. May all the good that he did may serve for the kingdom of the divine will to come upon earth. Because later on, our Lord says in this passage that this is the purpose that every act should have in us. So it is not that you are redoing the acts of people because you are not able to go and redo them physically. Our Lord Jesus, by virtue of his divinity working through his humanity, he was able to restore us and to present to God those human acts, those human actions that he did in his humanity, and those actions compensate for everybody by virtue of that union that he possessed by nature. But if you go and read this passage, hopefully you will understand that now the good that all the saints did, even though did not have the knowledge that we have now through the Book of Heaven, the life of Saint Francis, so the life of Saint Catherine of Siena, Mother Teresa, they did a lot of good. But what our Lord says is that those things, perhaps, that they did, they didn't have in mind, they didn't offer those actions for the kingdom of the divine will to descend upon earth. Some of them, perhaps, they offer those for the greater glory of God. This is the example of Saint Ignatius of Loyola, that he wanted to fight the good cause. He wanted to be he wanted to fight for Christ, for the greater glory of God. But he didn't have the knowledge that we have through the writings of Luisa Picaretta. And all that good that he did, what is lacking in that goodness and all those things that he did, is that the purpose should have been for the kingdom of divine will to come upon earth. Yes, for the glory of God, but also for the gift of the divine, for the kingdom of divine will to descend upon earth. In that passage, it says, then I continue to think about the divine volition, and my beloved Jesus added, my daughter, an act, a prayer, a thought, an affection, a word, in order to be welcome, perfect, complete, must elevate themselves to the same purpose wanted by God Himself. What's the purpose here? He already told us this in the previous passage, that the purpose should be for the coming of the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. In fact, as the creature in her act elevates herself to the purpose wanted by the Supreme Being, she embraces the beginning and takes into her act the purpose with which God created her. God and the creature hold hands and want and do the same thing. By doing so, the divine order, the divine act, And the same purpose which God wanted that act to be ordered. So from the beginning, God wanted, from the beginning, the creature hold hands with God, as he uses this word. The two wills, they were united. And everything that Adam did was for the purpose of the divine will to reign in him. And in all the generations. But because he subtracted himself, he departed from that union, then we lost that gift. So it says, so as the divine purpose enters the act of his son, renders itself complete. So as the divine will enters in us, as we are united with the divine will, it says, those acts that we do become basically complete actions. They achieve their purpose. It says, holy, perfect, and fully ordered. However, the author of the purpose of the act is, so does the act become. On the other hand, if the creature does not elevate herself to the purpose wanted by God, okay, what is the purpose that God wanted always us to do acts? For his greater glory, and then for the divine will to descend or to be reigning in us. So, on the other hand, if the creature does not elevate herself to the purpose wanted by God in her act, she goes down from the beginning of her creation and will not feel the life of the divine act within hers. So it goes down from her place that was created. And Luisa Picaretta tells us our place is the divine will. Perhaps she will do many acts, but incomplete, imperfect, disorder. They will, okay, disorder. So here we have the example that I was giving you. Many pious people, they do many good acts, good, holy. But the Lord says, but they are in complete, imperfect disorder. They will be like acts that are lost from the purpose of her creator. Again, it's very important to understand that if you don't have that intention, that the intention that everything we do from now on, that we know the Book of Heaven, he mentions several examples, that your prayers, your thoughts, your affections, everything. We can go on and on with the sufferings, joys, everything that is not a sin. As long as it's united then with the gift of the will of God in us, then he says it becomes perfect. It is perfected. That act, it says, then is complete, perfect, and fully ordered. Therefore, the thing that pleases us the most is to see our same purpose. So again, we go back to this passage, and it says that the most high and sublime purpose of the coming of the kingdom of divine will upon earth. So, he It says, it can be said that she continues our life upon earth, and our will operating in her acts. It says words and in everything, everything that is not sinful. Here, when somebody, right, when we remember, that's why it's so important to remember the life of the saints and even to commemorate. And we see how all of everything makes sense with what the church teaches us, because when we commemorate what the Lord is saying here, that when we basically that when we commemorate the saints and we remember all the good that they did, since they didn't have this knowledge, we can say that even their acts were incomplete, imperfect. Because in order for them to have those acts perfected, they should have in mind the same purpose for which God had created us. And the purpose was for the kingdom of the divine will to descend upon earth. He clearly says is that. I didn't read the whole passage, but you have to go back and read it. So with the Blessed Mother, right? The Blessed Mother, she had that in mind. She knew that everything that she was doing was for the coming of the divine will, because she possessed the gift of the divine will by grace. So this idea that we redo the life of the acts of the other people, you really have to understand this passage, because the Lord says it very clearly. It's not that you go back and you redo physically. You don't have the power to do that unless you have the gift of by location, then you can go. You're able to do that. But when we remember, he says it here, when we remember those acts and we offer those acts in a very simple way, when we remember the saints, we remember all the good that they did, their own martyrdom, and we offer their martyrdom for the gift of the divine will to descend upon earth. That word remembrance, right? When we, let's see it in the light of the Eucharist, do this in remembrance of me. But every time that we celebrate the Eucharist, is being enacted, it becomes alive again, as if Jesus is suffering himself again. Now, through the by virtue of this of the priesthood of the sacrament, so now by virtue of possessing this gift, now we are able to remember all the good that people we know have done. That perhaps they did it because they just felt compelled to do the good and being charitable or do good for others. Right? In the case of Mother Teresa, you cannot physically go back and feed those people that she fed to offer her own acts, to redo. So, but you can remember all the good that she did, that she will walk through the streets in Calcutta. I've never been there, but you know, as the story says, you know, and as we know that she will go on all streets and pick up the people and give them shelter and give them food. So she did that because she loved God, right? And in that she was fulfilling her own calling, her own vocation. And now that we remember that, we may say something as simple as, may all that, the good that she did, may be offered for the gift of the divine will to descend upon earth. And this is what the Lord says. This is the highest and the most sublime thing that you can do to heaven. It's the highest honor that you can give to the to the saints, to them, because then everything that they did now is like you have remembered those things that she did, so now it's being renewed basically. But now you have unite that, right? With the right purpose. In the Italian version, it says that since God is the cause of everything that is good, He Himself is already present in that good act because He's the source of everything that is good. But now, what is lacking also is the intention that we are of, we love God, and what is lacking there is that we want the gift of divine will to descend because we want to recover what we lost in the fall, and now we are able because our Lord Jesus has restored it. There is also one example here that I wanted to mention because Luisa Picaretta talks about he says that if our Lord Jesus does not find the material in order to form his own life, that is, he does not find his sanctity, his virtues to be able to generate how many divine lives repress and not come to light because the will, the life of his will is missing in the soul. We talk about what is the divine life, meaning that every act that is united with his will now basically it is a divine act because His will is active, is present there. I remember that one time I asked Father Julio about this. This was a specific question that I have about the divine lives. And the example that he gave me was the Eucharist. And he helped me understand that divine lives is in every single act that is united to the will of God, there is the divine presence there. So if I'm celebrating Mass and if I have 100 hosts, I can say that all of those are divine lives. Because in every single host, there is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. So the divine presence is there. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine. We acknowledge that in the prayer, the church acknowledges that. Yes, in there is present the divine life, the divinity is present sacramentally. The divinity of Christ is present there sacramentally. In the person of our Lord Jesus, the divinity of Christ was by nature, was present by nature. In the acts united with the will of God, then we say that the divinity of Christ, the divinity, that divine life is in us by participation. So, as he mentions in this passage that we read from Volume 29, October 8, 1931, and he says that every act now that is united with him is being perfected. It rends that act of the creature, right? Perfect and fully in order. Because now it has the purpose. And what's the purpose again? The purpose is for this gift to reign on earth. So this is the way to basically to offer the good that everybody has done, and even the good that we have done in the past, and we were not aware that we should, that the main purpose for this goodness, perhaps, and for sure, it was not so that we may get recognition, or that you may get a trophy or recognition or a little plate in the pew or wherever, that the main purpose should be for the gift of divine will to descend upon earth. And we can apply all this to our sufferings, to the good we do, to everything that is not sinful. So this idea of, to clarify, the Lord says, how many divine lives repress and not come to light because the life of his will is missing in his soul. So in this way, then we become living hosts, basically, because then we have that presence of the Lord in every single act, right? So that's also important, I think. But I really, really want to encourage you to read that passage, because we only read one part and you need to read the whole thing. Because it says also about the Blessed Mother. Even when you re when we remember the good of the Blessed Mother, then by virtue of her being in union with the divine will, even the Blessed Mother received new showers of joy, of happiness, and everything that God is. That's why the Lord says that this is the greater honor that you can give to all of heaven. Right? And I think we could apply even this to the souls in purgatory, you know, to say to because must have done something good to be in purgatory. Right? So we can offer all the good that the souls in purgatory did to compensate, right, for what is lacking in them, for what they should have done and they didn't do. But we can offer all the good that they did and then enlighten it with the right purpose. So something very simple. So we remember all of them, and we offer all the good that the souls in purgatory did when they were here on earth. And may it be for the kingdom of the divine will to descend upon earth. Then now you have adjusted according to this passage. Then now you have basically in line all that good that they did with the right purpose. And I think it's very simple to do that. And this gives us a clear idea of what does it mean to offer their acts, or basically everything that they did. So I hope this helps a little bit to clarify that. Now, when Luisa Picaretta talks about this, is also divine providence. It's asking us to really trust in the Lord, in the divine providence of God, even with this gift, you know, because we want to see results. We want to know that we possess the divine will. And how many times people they ask, how do I know that if I'm already in the divine will? How do I know this? And how do I know that? Because when Luisa Picaretta mentions something here, I think this applies to us also. If we really put our trust in the Lord and we apply ourselves to do our acts and to do everything that we can, and now that we We know this to align everything with the right purpose. And from now on, start doing everything, not because we are going to give recognition, not because we want to obtain something from God. That become to obtain something from God, that becomes a secondary place. Because what he's telling us in this passage is that the main purpose that everything we do, every prayer, every thought, every affection, everything that we go through, even the blinking of our eyes, should be for the coming of the divine will. And then we can say, and by the way, help me with this illness, with this headache, with this situation. But even this situation may it help for the kingdom of divine will to descend. So I think this is very simple in this. If we look at the gift in this way, it will be much easier also to live in this way. But what I wanted to say is like we don't have to know because the Lord promised the following. He says, I want to tell you even more, I want to tell you a secret which has been promised by the divine fiat. Okay. It will take to heart the destiny of those who will live from it and will provide them with everything they need. Luisa Picarreta is not saying it will provide them with everything they want. She's not saying because we want things that may not be good for our salvation. It says, for everything, right, that they need. It says, both for the soul and the body. So, here, again, to clarify that idea, for the soul and the body. So, everything is contained. So, as long as you offer everything and you have in mind, I go through this. And the purpose for me to do this is for the gift of the divine will to descend upon earth. Because what he's saying is, Luisa Picarreta is saying that our Lord Jesus told her that this is a secret. She's telling us a secret that he will provide everything that we need. And he says, both for the body and the soul. So you are fully covered. It's an insurance that is fully covered. It's a full coverage. So he sees your suffering, he sees your pain, he sees your headaches, your situation, everything. So this is where our trust has to come in, really. That I don't know how is he gonna get me through this situation. I don't know when, but I know that he will do it. I don't know how he's gonna get me through this illness, but I know he will do it. How? I don't know. Don't ask me. That's my trust in God. And this is exactly what the saints did. So this is very important because so many times we are focused in, we want to solve our illnesses. But what he's saying, that you really want to live in this way, he will take care of everything else, both of the soul and the body. And then he says, it will make them lack nothing. This makes me think about Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, right? I shall lack nothing. It says, and if necessary, even by miraculous means. How many times we have seen this in the saints? How much more now with this gift? So this is, especially for those who go through difficult situations. So, I mean, I haven't met anybody who has not gone through difficult situations. We all go through this and even suffering and illnesses. But what he's telling us here tonight through this writing from 20, volume 29 and from Luisa Picaretta letters is that, first of all, he wants us to offer everything and for the purpose of the divine will to descend upon earth. And then he's telling us that then he will take care of everything else, both body and soul. And we don't have to worry because he says, even if it's necessary, I will perform miracles. But we have to have trust and we have to have faith. Remember in the Gospels, he couldn't. Not because he was impeded, not because his divinity was impeded to perform those miracles, but because they didn't believe. They didn't have faith. So if we really take into heart these writings and we apply ourselves and do our part, he will do the rest. We will find ourselves in the condition of creation in which one created thing has no need of the others, but all are rich in themselves. However, they remain the highest accord and never move from their place. We have talked about that before, that we are the only ones that we move from our place. And Luisa Picaretta says, our place is the divine will. And then go and read the title of this book is the call for all of us to go back to our place. But he cannot force us. How many times in school the teacher says, go back to your seat, go back to your seat. It's like he's telling us, to all of us, go back to your seat. Your seat is in the divine will, right? But he does it in this way. He's given us all the treasures that the church has. And now to arrive to this moment, to be able to understand the gift and it's up to each one of us. Do you really believe what the Lord says in these writings? Do you believe what Luisa Picaretta is telling us about the secrets that the Lord Jesus tells her that he will provide for everything? So that's where our trust is tested, basically. Remember, we are tested like the gold. And with every test that we pass, then we are fortified. And then he will find that a little bit more, that material, that adaptable material that Luisa Picaretta is talking about. And then he will be able to repeat his life in us. It's like, if the host is not there, then he doesn't find the adaptable material to descend. So in a way, the host, the mother is needed. And in here, applying this to us, then what is that material that is needed? Is our yes, our fiat, our will. So, I think each one of us, in our own way, we have to to live this gift in our own vocation, but also in our own vocation and in our own life, we can share this a little by little with others, right? Making this gift known. There was a word that I saw here that she used. Our Lord Jesus is displeased because no one takes interest in a cause so holy. If he was displeased, then, right, that Luisa Picaretta was living in this way and she was trying to promote this, to make it known. So he will be very pleased with us if we do our own part. You can do something, move or push somebody, Luisa Picaretta says. So don't go pushing people around, but you know, make it this known. This is what I think we can take from the letter. There is much more, but I really encourage you to go and read the whole passage, because I only read the last paragraph, the last paragraph of that passage. But I think that's a key passage also, to be able to understand how we offer those acts in remembrance, so we remember. And the way we can do it is to use the Eucharist as an example. As a priest, I don't have the power to go back and place myself at the Last Supper physically there. But through the power of the priesthood, by celebrating the Mass, I can make present. Well, I don't make it, but the Lord makes that present through the sacrament in remembrance, and then we enact the sacrifice of Christ. It becomes real again. What happened on Calvary, what happened on the cross, it becomes reenacted. It's been actualized again. So the same with, even with the good that we have done in the past, right? We can offer all the good, whatever good we have done in our life. And now we offer all that good for the purpose of the gift of the divine will to descend upon earth, and for the good that we have omitted, then to offer even that good in reparation. So I think this is a way to do it also. And I hope it brings a little bit of light and understanding. And as we continue to study this, may all of us be guided, and may all of us be enlightened with the light of the Holy Spirit to understand this gift a little bit more. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever.